Blog Talk Radio.
One Designer, Two Ideas. I am Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come your way each Monday night at 7:30 through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with individual as well as network hosts that touch on a number of topics. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Well, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Mine was filled with grandchildren. But it was fun, but also a busy time, kind of hard chasing angels at 61, but hey, it was an enjoyable time. I also got caught up on a few projects and talked to a few friends, and a few friends called me and emailed me, and I didn't get back to them because, as I said before, my weekend was filled with grandchildren. So, I tried to, you know, keep up with everybody, but everyone that I didn't call back, please be kind. Give me a minute. I'll get back to you. I apologize. But, you just simply can't talk when kids are in the background. And I love my grandchildren. But, you know, I spend more time asking them to be quiet so I could talk on the phone than actually talking. So I really did enjoy it. And anyone that called me and emailed me this weekend, I didn't get back to you, I will. Thank you. Well, tonight's show, Island Life, really has nothing to do with the tropics, palm trees, beachfront property. But it has a lot to do with comfort and comfort in our kitchens. So many kitchens, or so we are led to believe, lack space both for prep and dining. But I think it's not always the space and the lack thereof, but what we do with the space that we have. And I know that a number of you who have been friends with me for a long time really know that this is really the first time that you've seen me so excited about cooking, and I can't explain it. I really can't explain it, and I just know that it's just something that I am so interested in since Thanksgiving, since I cooked the milk can supper, which I'm going to give you guys the recipe tonight if you're interested. I dove into that, and I was doing the research on it, and it was really interesting to find the menu, you know, the recipe, and follow it. And it actually came out and tasted really good. I was really proud of myself. So, I know my first husband is like, who is this woman? Because when I was married to him, his mom was from Grenada, Mississippi, and that woman cooked the biscuits we ate in the morning. So he was from an excellent, you know, cook. As a mother, he had a great example in front of him. Unfortunately, he didn't marry into that. I tried. And then when the kids were growing up, I did the best I could between football practice and cheerleading practice and Girl Scouts and all kind of stuff that five kids are into. You know, when you are the chief cook and bottle washer, you constantly involved in something. So I really did do my best, but I mean, I'm really interested in the way the kitchen functions, you know, but I think it's not all, as I said, I don't think it's always the space or the lack thereof, but what we do with the space that we have. In their 2016 catalog, IKEA says, not bigger, just smarter. They add, whether you're making dinner for one or for 10, it's not the size of the kitchen that matters, it's how you use it. Adding style, color, and a dresser for an island, if that's what you're interested in doing. New hardware to the cabinets, refreshing the cabinets with a little paint, and tweaking a few things can make our kitchens the happiest prep and eating space in the world. The kitchen, as you guys know, is the hub of the house. It's where all my kids it's where my kids and their friends met. You know, it was where everybody sat and ate and drank Kool-Aid or lemonade or whatever and visited. Well, so we already know that the kitchen is the hub of most houses. But my friend Joe said Friday that the kitchen is the one room that no matter where the party starts, whatever room it is in the home, the kitchen is where everyone ends up for some odd reason, and I don't know. And she is so, and she, you know what? She's right. An article in the HGTV magazine says it takes a number of ingredients to overhaul the busiest room in the house. They say the kitchen is the busiest room in the house, and I totally agree. I add that whatever the cook is, whether the cook is an aspiring chef or a TV dinner connoisseur, if the look of the kitchen makes the family want to dine out, it may be time to rethink the design. So nothing reinvigorates an appetite and influences design throughout our homes like a living, loving, bright, and energetic kitchen. Hopefully, we will get a chance to talk to my friend Tony tonight about, because he is, if there was a master chef, he is that. And hopefully he's going to call in, he's scheduled to call in, he's going to talk to us about what a master chef looks for in a kitchen, in the space. What is it about the kitchen? But it's, you know, cabinet redos, adding more room to the prep area, enjoying meals and waking up the hue and adding style with dinnerware just really can create a lot of excitement in the kitchen. Making it that way can be done without moving walls, tearing up floors, and the like. If you have the budget to gut and redo, well, more power to you. But for those of us who rent or lack a budget of thousands of dollars, there's a way to spend hundreds and maybe even less to get the kitchen of our daydreams. Yes, of our daydreams. According to the Kitchen and Bath Association, kitchen projects can range from $20,000 to $100,000. And that's major. That's moving walls. That's laying new floor. That's laying a backsplash. That's probably even changing out appliances. But, well, you know, my kitchen would never get done if it was waiting on that kind of money. Well, looks are good. Looks are good, but the function rules the roost in the kitchen. Joe said Friday, the kitchen triangle answers functionality in a kitchen. She should know as she cooks in her sleep. This woman can cook anything. I tell you, my friend Joe, she is a master. She can cook things I can't even pronounce. I'm not kidding you. But she really does know her way around the kitchen. And we were talking Friday about the kitchen triangle. So some of you might want to know what the kitchen triangle is. Well, we will get right to that when we return from our short break. Come on back with me, you guys, please. Hello, all. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, there is no place like home. I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise doing a show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesigner, two ideas, .weebly.com. That's www.onedesigner, two ideas, .weebly, weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show. Hey, hey, and thank you for returning with me. You are listening to One Designer, Two Ideas. We are talking about the island life, love living in our kitchens. I am Pam, the host and the redesigner here at One Designer, Two Ideas, and we were just talking about the kitchen triangle and exactly what is the kitchen triangle. Well, the kitchen triangle is a concept that was developed in the 1940s to make kitchen work easier and more efficient. And who does not need efficiency in the kitchen? Who does not need efficiency in anything they do? The concept suggests placement of the sink, refrigerator, and stove be at opposite points of the triangle, which experts say said then and still do now with new builds, is a logical ergonomic arrangement, which is an efficient kitchen layout. This concept creates imaginary lines between the points that experts call the work triangle. They say a well-laid-out and efficient kitchen centers around a good work triangle. New builds and renovations place their focus here. But what about the rest of us? Well, that is a very good question. We all have to work in the kitchen. The kitchen, and I noticed, you know, cooking is not really new to me. Cooking is not really new to me because, as I said, as all you guys know, I have five kids, so I had to cook to keep nutrition up. But I took it as cooking was a chore. Now it's an enjoyable thing. Is putting the recipe on the stand or the laptop on the stand, reading the recipe and following it, and then having it taste. That's where I'm at right now, and I'm finding that when I'm trying to work around the kitchen, that I have to focus, function with everything that is there. You don't want to reach up and need the mixer, and the mixer's in the top cabinet, but you got flour on your hand. So everything that you need should be where you can reach it. And I've learned that. I'm really have learned that especially when I baked that cake for Thanksgiving, and I baked 3 cents. It's not new to me, but it is. It is. My daughter says that all the time. I don't really mean that, but I do. But so that's what I'm saying. It is new to me, this thing of following recipes, this thing of looking at my kitchen in a different way. This is actually new to me. So I'm really enjoying it, and I enjoyed the efficiency. Now we're going to talk about what my kitchen is, but we'll talk about that because I am, you know, but what was that question I just asked? But what about the rest of us? You know, my kitchen is not where my appliances are at the points of a perfect triangle. The triangle is more about one cook in the kitchen. But many kitchens designed today, like the U-shaped kitchen, which is mine, and the L-shapes that I've had in the past, are laid out in zones. These kitchens are laid out in zones. Zones allow more than one cook in the kitchen with a little elbow room. My mother used to say that all the time, I need elbow room. Elbow room gives you the opportunity to actually stir or use the mixer or reach up and grab something and not have to step over and reach over someone else. Give me some elbow room. Move over, please. Many kitchens and rental units are designed in zones. Builders and developers save space by designing galley kitchens. This design, as well as an efficiency kitchen, puts the fridge, sink, and stove on the same wall with a counter passover, or as a Boston-based interior designer, Jeff Swartz, says, the parallel island on one side to offer eating space and additional prep space. Whatever alphabet our kitchens are, how they look as well as how they function matters. The nutritional food prep goes on, and it keeps going on. Raising five kids, I did the bare necessities, and I said this earlier. I was not a master chef. I was not a baker or anything like that. I saw cooking as a what? And we said it. I saw it as a chore. And who enjoys chores? Nobody I know. But now it seems different. I want to bake. I want to cook. I want to follow recipes. I want a functional flow in the kitchen. And I want to be, I want it to be inviting to enjoy a meal, sit, and talk afterwards. Keep it fresh, so clean and clean has become my thing. Giving it the look, well, that is cool too because I am the cook. I do really enjoy that. I think this thing about cooking is just really, and caring about what the kitchen looks like is major to me. This is a major move for me. And any of you that are listening that have known me for a long time know this is really new for Pam. Yes, it is. A new look is possible even if you rent. A family found out this could be done for less than $500. Actually, they did it for $347 in their rental unit kitchen and wrote about it in an article at countryliving.com. From refacing the cabinets, painting them, changing the knobs and pulls, painting the walls, the family woke up their dark, decades-old kitchen decor and created a kitchen that fit them and functioned better for them. Hopefully, with the owner's permission. I hope they did that with the owner's permission. Usually, renters are not allowed to make major changes in units, but because it improved the property and maybe it had increased the value of the building, maybe the landlord allowed it. But before you put the pedal to the metal and you're renting and you want to make some changes to your kitchen or any place in your home, I suggest that you talk it over with the owner first. Things you can do without permission, though, are cleaning the cabinet faces, purging them of items not used, adding colorful liners to the cabinet shelves, changing out your dishes, and changing the pulls and knobs to fit openings already there. You can add to your prep space by clearing the counter of small appliances not used often or not used at all. On the design side, you can add placemats and or a tablecloth to add interest. Think outside the toaster. No matter the size or build of your kitchen, be as creative as you are when you create the meals. And I am becoming very creative. I'm so enjoying this. This redesign may be the incentive needed. The kitchen is and always was and will be the heart of the home. An article in a local magazine says kitchen design is about creating a space that is hardworking yet beautiful. That can bring the entire family together. It is really just that simple. It really is. We'll be right back. Thanks again for coming back with me. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas, and we are talking about the island life living in our kitchens. We talked about the way that some kitchens are designed in the triangle, in the working triangle, and we also talked about smaller kitchens, mostly in rental units or condominiums, where the kitchens are divided or are divided into zones. We talked about needing a little bit of elbow room and creating an appetizing kitchen to eat in and prepare meals. Basically, that's what this entire show was about. And actually functioning in the kitchen, in the space that we have, in the area that we have. We talked about removing some things that are not used from the counters, like small appliances. You know, if you don't use your toaster, maybe putting it in a cabinet, in a bottom cabinet, is something that you can do. I did find when I was making the cake that I needed more space than I had. But I actually moved some things. And being prepared to cook is preparation before you get started. If you need the mixer, make sure you get it down out of the cabinet. my mixer stays in its box. Why it's, I still have the box, and I don't know. But I, when I baked the cake, I made sure that everything I needed was down. The measuring cups were down. The everything that I needed was down. If it, you're preparing to create and cook, I'm finding out that preparation is key to success. You don't want to stand there looking for the concession of sugar that should be down on the counter where you can grab it when you need it. So preparation and functioning. Functioning in the space that you have, especially if you're renting, or you buying or living in a condo. These are in a home where your kitchen is not, designed and set up as a triangle. But preparation is everything. I truly cannot believe that that at this age I'm so enjoying cooking and recipes, and I look at the cooking shows, and of course, shows like Rachel Ray. But I was looking at public television. Create TV has so many cooking shows on there. Not only do they tell you about the recipes that they are preparing, they also give you the background as to where these meals came from, how they were created. And the test kitchen especially, they actually give you the background, and they tell you that's why the background on the milk can supper was something that not only did they give you instructions on how to cook, but they actually told you the history of the milk can supper. And I think I did share that with you guys, that the milk can supper came from, it's a one pot meal, and it actually came from the old West days when the cowboys were out on the range, when they were gathering up the cattle or rounding up the cattle, and they were out there overnight, and they just had, like one fire. Everything kind of went into one pot, and so they thus came the milk can supper. It has some variations today. But the way that I cooked it, I know that the recipe calls for a Dutch oven, and I tried to price one, and they are kind of expensive. So I actually got a stew pot from Walmart for $10.96, and that worked just as well. So, putting yourself out there and making the kitchen an actual room and an enjoyable room, and designing it where it looks good, but also where it functions well for you, is really, it's really a good thing. I was hoping to talk to my friend Tony, so that we could get a perspective of what a good working kitchen is for someone that is a professional, because he actually is a professional. And I so enjoy eating his food. He is a very, very, very good chef. I love his meals. But I was hoping to talk to him. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. The show is, we only have 6 more minutes in the show. So we are going to go on with our show. And I really want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. I hope something, that I said was helpful to you. Hopefully, we didn't get a chance to talk to Tony tonight, but hopefully I can get him to become our food kitchen consultant. And we can always talk to him if we have any questions about the kitchen, about recipes, about cooking, about the functionality of the kitchen, things like that, because he's very knowledgeable when it comes to things like that. So hopefully I can get him to become our consultant, our food kitchen consultant. We are here talking about all things home each Monday here at One Designer, Two Ideas at 7:30. And on Thursdays at 10 p.m. If you have any comments or questions about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, you feel free to visit our Facebook page, and you can leave your comments there. The address to the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Well, I will post all the website addresses. Hopefully, you can get some information from the you know, from the post, we're talking about the functional kitchen. We're talking about creating zones. I will post that information for you, and then you can I always tell you guys to research it for yourself. It always looks better when you get what you. I do my research, but you do your research for yourself because you know your situation, you know your kitchen, you know your abilities, and so it is better, I think, to research these sort of things for yourself. Well, you know, thanks again for joining us tonight. But before we go, our worthwhile moment takes us to Seattle and to the thoughts of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., because this is his birthday, or his birthday is actually on the 15th, but we are celebrating it today. It's recognized today as a national holiday. But so many thoughts and so many things that he said to motivate people to look past themselves and to grow. The one of the things that he did say, and I love this, is the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. A wedding was supposed to happen in Seattle yesterday, but according to news reports, the groom-to-be got cold feet and backed out 6 weeks ago. The bride-to-be demonstrated where she stood when challenge came to her doorstep. What would have been her big day yesterday was passed along. The reception went on as planned, food and band included, catering to and entertaining 150 homeless women and their children from Mary's Place, a shelter in Seattle, Washington. The bride-to-be measured tall. In the midst of heartache, she had the thought to help someone else, and what would have been her big day became a big day for others. And this young woman is the One Designer Two Ideas Worthwhile Moment Hero today. She lived up to the thoughts and the goals of Dr. King in the fact that we have to stand tall. How we are measured is how we stand in controversy and challenges. This had to be a very challenging time for her, and we appreciate her in thinking of other people in her heartache, in her hard time. She is our worthwhile moment this month, this show, this Monday. Thank you to Dr. King. Happy birthday. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. We will see you Thursday at 10 o'clock with a One Designer, Two Ideas decor short and preview show. You guys have a good night.